Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can. End the situation. Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, then just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up and to speak up for the Lord. When you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. God bless you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Situation Room. The place that you can get the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you live your daily life. This morning in the Situation Room, this is our week of review and our week of preview. We've been going along all week long this week. We done just had a wonderful time in the Situation Room. Have we had a wonderful time, Sister Wilbert?
We've had a great time.
Done had a great time. I got my wife. You heard her just then. She's here. She's back in the co-pilot seat with me. Glad to have her. She's been working with me all this week in the Situation Room. Before we do our review and our preview, let me just give some contact information just in case somebody have a hot topic, Sister Wilbert, they want to us to address, to deal with. You may have some questions, Bible questions, or you may have some marriage questions, or you may even have some single questions. We don't want to forget about the singles, Sister Wilbert, because there's a bunch of singles out there, and they are listening to this Situation Room.
There may be some children who have some issues.
Yeah. And so, you know, and Tim can help us even in that area there, because some of this stuff these kids are going through today, Sister Wilbert, I didn't go through it, and you didn't go through it when we was growing up. They are really dealing with some stuff, but the Word of God.
Has an answer for
it. The Word of God has the answer, so even though times done change, seasons done change, things change, people basically are still the same, Sister Will.
They are.
The Bible still talks about the depravity of man, the sinfulness of man. But let me give the contact information because we need to go ahead and get started this morning, because you know me, Sister Will, but I love to talk. I could just go on. I could just go on and on and on. But I enjoy talking. You know, I enjoy people. All right. So the Lord knew what he was doing when he called me to be a preacher, because I like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more I get more excited about than just talking to people and helping people. I just want to help somebody, Sister Will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. But the email address is BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. And then the telephone number is 972-257-3766. 972-257-3766. All right, Sister Wibbert. You got your papers and stuff. All right. Let's do the week of review. What did we do on Monday?
On Monday, our hot topic was 10 reasons why church members don't invite others to worship. And we were looking at surveys that had been taken and how it shows a large percentage of unchurched people would consider attending church if someone would ask them.
Uh-huh. And what were some of those 10 reasons, Sister Wilbert?
Reason number one, I just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it.
Number two, I'm afraid I'll be rejected.
Now, you know, that's one of the biggest tools of the devil, and that's fear. Fear is one of the weapons of the devil, and he has muzzled a lot of church members. Because you gave a statistic last week back on Monday, about, I believe it was 98% of the people. Mm-hmm. In church has never really invited nobody to come to church. And so the devil got about 98% of the people in fear and telling us, telling folks, you know, don't invite nobody mm-hmm. to come.
Number three, the music isn't that good. Mm-hmm. Number four, the preaching isn't strong.
Uh-huh.
Number five, we got too many church problems right now.
Uh-huh.
And number six, our church is already too crowded.
Church is already. Sister Wilbert, the preaching isn't strong. I think that's a big one.
It is a big one.
People are embarrassed a lot of times about their pastor. And they are hoping a lot of times. It's almost, you know, how people used to cross their fingers
mm-hmm.
and they say, you know, I'm got my finger crossed. I'm hoping that, you know, he won't do this. Because a lot of times a pastor may get up there and he may talk 20 minutes or 30 minutes in his preliminary.
True.
And then he'll say, you know, oh, well, let me go on and get in my sermon. And it's already 12:30. They done started at 11 o'clock, 10:45, and they done wasted almost 2 hours, and the preacher hadn't even preached yet. And when he get up to preach at 11:45, and he rambles for 30 minutes, and then it still take him another hour to finish preaching.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people, they don't want to invite a person to come here, that kind of person, who don't have it together. You know, Sister Wilbert, they used to tell us to preach a four-point sermon. Granddad and them used to say preach a four-point sermon, particularly in the Baptist church. They used to say, start low,
mm-hmm.
rise high, scratch five, and retire. You follow those four principles in preaching. You start slow. Don't take off too fast. Rise high. Go on and get. It's just like a plane. A plane start off, and then when it gets on that runway, it start rising high. But when it going to the runway, it's taxing. It be going slow. But then it rise high. And then it's crack fire. I mean, them jets got both of them jets going when it gets up there in the air. And then it brings it back down. Retire. And so I think that's if we got some preachers listening this morning, you just got some pointers on preaching. All right. Let's go on, Sister Will.
Number seven. Nobody ever challenged me to invite anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight. I don't know how to start the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And number 9, it's the Spirit's job, not mine, to bring people to church.
And we said that was a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And number 10, it's too far for people to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that is a Spirit's job, not mine. That's a big lie, because the last thing Jesus did when he got ready to go to heaven is tell his disciples, give them the great commission. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So God want to work through us to bring people to the Lord. But Sister Wilbert, last week, on Monday, we ran out of time on some suggestion on how to fix this. And you was giving some pointers, like having evangelism class. That's pretty good. That's a good idea. Go a couple of weeks?
Anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, you want to give an extended. You want to first define what evangelism is. Then you want to model it. Then you got to practice it. And then you go out.
Yeah. So have a big class, kind of like what they do in Bible school and seminary. That way you can get evangelism from all sides. Mm-hmm. You can learn about friendship evangelism, how to counsel a person, how to witness to a friend, how to witness to a stranger, how to witness to a family member, how to invite people to church, all of those things like that. How to do cold calls That's good.
Then we also talked about keeping attention on the different evangelism days, special days, double day or Andrew Sunday.
Yeah, there was a program, a special day we used to have at our church, double day. And we used to have everybody to invite somebody. We want to double our attendance. We want to double our offering. And then we gave everybody a piece of double mint gum at the end of the service. Everybody had a piece of double mint gum. When Elijah was getting ready to leave, he asked Elijah, "Sir, what do you want?" He says, "I want a double portion of your spirit." And that's what we pray, that God would really bless that day doubly.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was a big day that we have there at Bible Way. Another day is the roundup day. You know, I was saying how we had everybody to dress up like cowboys. We would make calls, get those names and numbers of people who we hadn't saw in a while, and call them and invite them back, because the statistic that you gave said that some of the folk who left the church would come back if somebody would invite them back. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we'd do. But afterwards, Sister Wilbert, we would have dinner on the ground, whereby everybody bring a dish, and we will have a tailgate, just like at these football games. They have these cookouts, these barbecues, and what have you. And that's beautiful to see folks at the church bringing their lawn chair, bringing their grills and stuff, and everybody just share their food and stuff. That's one of the biggest days at our church, Sister Wilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we finish it up by having a flag football game and stuff. So we and one of the halftime attraction is seeing our cheerleaders. And our cheerleaders are not the lit kids or the teenagers.
It's the older.
But it's the older crowd, the adults, ladies getting out there, and they may have been a cheerleader when they was in high school or college back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. But to see them out there trying to be a cheerleader, that's one of the great events, Sister Wilbert.
Mm-hmm.
But those kinds of things, and then, you know, like have a workshop on evangelism, one in the spring, one in the fall of the year, something like that, to keep that emphasis, and particularly passing out tracts, monthly tract distribution, where you're going out, passing out tracts and stuff, practicing soul winning, and then the most important thing is to pray. Because Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. But then he says, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth labors into the vineyard. And on Tuesday we had...
Tuesday we had marriage questions and answers.
All right.
And one of our questions was, most people I know are divorced. What can I do to make our marriage last?
And what did we suggest? We gave some pointers.
Well, the first thing was they need to learn from other people's mistakes and try not to do those things.
Imitate that. Yeah. Make sure they don't repeat that. Make sure they don't repeat what they see other folks done. You know, that's one thing we done been married 32 years.
December.
Yeah. And one of the reasons, Sister Wilbur, is when I was a teenager, a little boy, I saw troubled marriages, and I said, I don't want to treat my wife like this man treating his wife. If I saw a lady how she treated her husband, I said, oh, I'm gonna make sure I don't marry me a mean woman. You know, and that's one of the keys. You got to make sure you start with proper ingredient. Mm-hmm. It's just like if you're going to cook, a meatloaf, then you got to make sure, I watch how you pick the meat. You make sure you get some good ground beef. You just don't get just anything to feed your family. You got to use the best material that you can find. Mm-hmm. And so when you are picking a mate, you got to make sure that you're picking somebody that's got some quality about the self. Mm-hmm. And then you got something to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what did we say? We said about communication.
Keep the lines of communication open.
Yeah, keep the lines of communication open. And was that the one you talked about? Don't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, your mama and daddy told us to make sure that y'all don't go to bed angry. They quoted that verse.
Ephesians 4:26.
And read that.
Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Yeah, it's okay to be angry, but don't stay that way. Mm-hmm. Go on and get rid of it. And then what was two other things we gave Sister Wilbur?
We said have a family council once a week.
That's
where you discuss the family business.
Yeah.
We also talked about discuss your finances regularly. Mm-hmm. That could be a part of your family council. Uh-huh. Maybe you can combine those two.
Yeah, make sure that both of y'all is up to par. Make sure that both of y'all are abreast to what's happening with the monies. Be open when it comes to the monies. A lot of times people are very private. When it comes to the money, they don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing, and the person go to write a check, and the next thing you know, that check is bouncing everywhere because the other mate done went and bought something, but then let the other mate know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, be open when it comes to those finances. Finances is one of the big problems in marriage when people get divorced. All right. And what else, Sister Wilbur?
Encourage the husband or the wife to make time for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to make time for each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also encourage the wife to make time for sex and to keep your husband sexually needs satisfied and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, make time for that. That's a need. See, if you had the gift of celibacy, if your husband had the gift of celibacy, then he wouldn't have needed to get married. That's a need. He needs a woman to satisfy his sexual desire. And so that's why he got married, because that's one of the reasons he got married. He didn't have the gift, because that was over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that talks about it's better not to touch a woman, but to keep from burning and to keep from falling into fornication. It says, let every man have his own wife.
And then we talked about how we need to encourage you to eat together.
And that burning was burning with passion. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the next one was what now?
Encourage to try to eat together, yeah, and pray together, and also study the Bible together.
Yeah, just do things together. Make it your business to try to do things together. So many couples, they just have two separate lives. They're like two ships in the night. And the only time sometimes they even see each other is at night. So you got to just make some time. Make some time to eat together. Make some time to play together. Make some time to sleep together. Just make time. Make time. Make time to read your Bible together. Pray together. Make time. Particularly pray together. Because a family that prays together is a family that stays together. All right, what do we have on Wednesday, Sister
Wilma? On Wednesday, we have Bible questions and answers.
Okay. And let's just do one of those.
Question, how do I keep God first in my life?
Yeah, how do you keep God first? I think Jesus is your model. When Jesus got ready to start his ministry over in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was led by the Spirit. If you're going to keep God first, you got to be led by the Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit, the scripture says, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the devil tempted Jesus 40 days and 40 nights. And on the last day, we have three temptations that the devil tried to tempt Jesus with. But every time Jesus was able to beat the devil with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus had the word.
Mm-hmm.
He had was led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he fasted.
Mm-hmm.
He fasted. So if you're going to keep God first, them are the three things that I would suggest. I would suggest that you make sure that you are led by the Spirit. Make sure that you know your Bible. And the only way you're going to know your Bible, you're going to have to study it. You're going to have to study it. And then make sure, because on knowing the Bible, Jesus, every time the devil came at him, he hit him with the Bible. He says, it's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written. And then make sure you fast. And what fasting does, fasting teach you to deny yourself. It's self-denying. It's denying yourself. And we live in a world, particularly a religious world, that even when you go to church, folks are always talking about helping themselves. No. And that's why it's so many church folks that are falling into sin, is because their whole focus is on material things. But you got to deny yourself. See, one of the temptations of even the devil told Jesus, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. All you got to do is just bow down and worship me. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus didn't say, devil, you ain't got all this stuff. No, that devil do. Another scripture tells us that the devil is the God of this world. Now that's a little g. That's God with a little g. It's G-O-D. Little G-O-D. Now we know that God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, that's capital G-O-D. But when that in that scripture it says little G-O-D, that the devil is he's a false God of this world. How did he become the false God? Because Adam and Eve, they yield to the devil, and basically they turn this world over to the devil. Mm-hmm. So the devil, basically, he got all this material stuff in the world. If you don't learn how to deny yourself of this material stuff, you're going to be following the devil. Yeah, so make sure that you do that. Make sure that you practice some fasting. And I believe that you'll keep God first.
Okay.
All right, Sister Wilbur, let's look at, let's go ahead and do the preview of what we got in Sunday school.
Sunday school for August the 10th, the title is Restored Relationships.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 on to chapter 2, and ends at verse 11.
So the scripture again?
2 Corinthians 1, 23 to 2, 11.
2 Corinthians 1.
Verses 23 on to chapter 2 and ends at verse 11.
So we're going to finish chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we was in chapter 1.
Right.
And so we're going to finish chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And what's the title of the lesson?
Restored Relationships.
Oh my goodness. Restored Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Restored Relationships. You know, that's one of the ministries of the church, is to bring about reconciliation between, number one, God and man, and then man and man.
Mm-hmm.
Restoring relationships, particularly broken relationships. Oh, my beloved, you need this lesson here. And what's some of the highlights, Sister Wilbur?
A visit not taken is one. And then an opportunity to forgive.
All right, an opportunity. If relationships are going to be restored, then there must be forgiveness. As a matter of fact, that's basically what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is covering up the past so that you can go on together in the future. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing, and you are covering up, and you are releasing that person from however they treated you. You are releasing them. You're forgiving them. You're not holding that on them. You are releasing them, you know. So you release them, you cover that up, and then you move on in the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sister Wilbur, now what about next week? What do we have next? And that's the lesson for
August 10th.
All right, that's the lesson for coming up Sunday. Mm-hmm. As we always say, if you know your Sunday school, if you know your Bible, then the church needs you, because we need you to be one of the teachers. But if you don't know your Bible, then you need Sunday school. So if you know your Bible, Sunday school needs you. But if you don't know your Bible, then you need Sunday school. All right, Sister Wilbur. What we got for Monday?
On Monday, we'll have another hot topic.
We're going to have hot topic. What about Tuesday?
Tuesday, marriage questions and answers.
All right.
Wednesday, Bible questions and answers.
All right. And Thursday,
another hot topic.
All right.
And then we'll have the week review and preview.
All right. Well, God bless you, Sister Wilbur. It looked like we got it all in before time done ran out on us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming in today. And we thank all of you for listening today and being a part of the Situation Room. May God bless you. May God keep you, is our prayer.